asked him to move in, and he said, I can't live with someone unless I plan to marry her. My heart was full. I mailed invites, got fitted for a dress, told my family, He's saying that he didn't propose. Why is he playing mind games?
He not. You not listening.
Go into the last segment of Two Cent Tuesdays. Today is going to be have you ever heard of Six Brown Chicks?
Nope.
Did you remember Ayanla, My Life?
Yeah.
So they were on there. You know that clip when Ayanla turns around and is like, not on my watch.
Were they sisters?
No. They're not sisters, but they're friends.
No, I think I'm kidding.
But you never saw that clip when she's like, not on my watch?
Mm-mm.
Oh. It's like a viral clip. But
what happened?
That was that episode when she had them on there. That's how people know them. But basically, they have like a blog and a Twitter page, and people send them like crazy like scenarios that they're in,
mm-hmm.
and then ask the public for advice.
Okay.
So this week, first one up, this girl said, so I dated Grady seriously for a year. Grady is an old school name.
Yeah.
Like super old school.
Grady is women. He from 1940s.
And then it says, I asked him to move in, and he said, I can't live with someone unless I plan to marry her. My heart was full. I mailed invites, got fitted for a dress, told my family, He's saying that he didn't propose. Why is he playing mind games?
He not. You not listening. He said, I can't move in with somebody I don't plan. I just said I was planning on marrying you. She not listening.
Yo, sis took his words and ran with it. Like, she didn't even listen to what he had to say. She just ran with whatever. All right. Next one says, my boyfriend agreed to babysit my son while I went to Atlanta on a girl's trip. He flew to Cabo and left my son at another woman's house. She texts me that she had my son and I had to cash up her $300 for babysitting. Also, she's pregnant by him. I need revenge ideas. That's wild.
It's a lot to cover there. Like, God damn. Woo! So where'd she go when she was watching the sun?
She went to Atlanta, but then while she was in Atlanta, her boyfriend was supposed to watch her son, but instead he went to Cabo and left her son with this girl.
Where's Cabo?
Mexico.
Oh, Cabo.
Dude. I mean Cabo, my bad. You know what I meant, Cabo. Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, that's a crazy situation. And what I would say is, I'm happy I don't have those problems.
Well, she's asking for revenge ideas.
Fuck his best friend. That's the thing that can hurt me the most. You fuck my best friend? God damn. Ugh.
Could you be friends with your best friend after that?
I'm going to kill somebody.
And it's likely him.
Probably. You know what I mean? Probably. You know what I mean? He's just gonna have my kids. You know what I mean? Nigga. You a dead duck.
Yo, so somebody gotta die.
Somebody probably has to die. Like, listen. Okay. You fuck my big mom, you fuck my wife. What's the difference?
Well, I mean, they're not married. They were just boyfriends.
My baby mom?
I guess.
You can fuck my baby mom. Go ahead. They got high five.
But this is different, though, because in this sense, they're actually in a relationship.
Then you got to die. Then you have to die. If I like the girl that you fucking, that's mine, you have to die.
But if your best friend slept with your baby mom now, you wouldn't care.
Absolutely not. I don't care about my baby mom.
That's crazy. I mean, I get that, but it's like... That's.
I mean, I probably would still be annoyed by like, why?
That's weird.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
But
it wouldn't be like.
Nah, it's not like if you fuck my wife, I'm coming. I gotta murder you. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's because it's like this is mine,
mm-hmm.
and that was mine.
Okay.
I sold that a while ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you saying in this sense, her best bet is to just sleep with his best friend.
If she want to get revenge.
That's what she said. She said, I need revenge ideas.
She was dead.
And get pregnant.
To his dad?
Well, I mean, he got the other girl pregnant.
That's hilarious. You get pregnant to his dad? God damn.
Not you were uncle dad.
Bro.
No, you were brother uncle. No, what? What would he? He would be a brother
to his
baby mom's child.
You'd be a fucking hater. That's crazy.
So his that's crazy. So
his daddy was brother.
His son would be a sibling to his brother.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the revenge you need.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, last one. It says. My wife got new breasts for her 40th birthday and I don't like them. They're cold and unnatural. I told her that her natural saggy girls are more appropriate for her older face and gal. Jowl? What's older that word? Girl? J-O-W-L-S.
Cows?
I don't know. Jowls? Gals? I don't know. But her older face and... I think that's jowls?
That sounds crazy.
She responded by cheating on me because I'm impotent sometimes. I miss her advice.
You were impotent sometimes? Like when you was soft?
And impotent?
That's what that means, right?
No, I you can't impotent get hard? Means that... Hold on, let me look up the... I don't think that's what impotent means.
I thought it was like you can't get hard. Impotent. And if that's the case, nigga, shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. You're right.
I be knowing shit.
Yeah. It says abnormally unable to achieve sexual erection.
Shut the fuck up.
But it's, he says, wife got I new miss titties her
for her new nigga. That's what happened. She's over you, buddy.
So that's your advice? Is to move on?
Get some fucking, what them pills is called?
Viagra?
Oh, man, get your girl what she need, bro. Do drugs.
Yeah. I just remember when we was in Miami and your cousin was telling me to get them pills from the gas station.
Well, she's gonna tell you to get the pills for who? Her?
No, for me.
What you could do with the pills?
Because she used them. Remember? She used them. So she was like, girl, it'll change your life. I'm like,
she took the pills? Her
yes.
Girl? Wow, I remember that.
She took the pill, not while we were in Miami, but when we got back, she took the pills.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, yo, that was too funny.
Listen.
All right. Oh, wait, I got one last topic I want to bring up. This wasn't ChatGPT, this was me. So the other day when we were talking, right, we were talking about levels of ratchet that we approve of.
Yeah.
So we were saying how like Zeus is like
too much,
but like, you know, VH1 is kind of like the level of like ratchet that you like, right? So like in a woman that you're dating, like if you're, well, you're not dating, but in a woman, what is too ratchet to you?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I have a very low bar.
Okay.
Because when, like you said before, when shit annoys me, I'm very loud about it. That's and typically bad. Ratchets don't like me. Because I speak my mind very clearly.
Mm-hmm. So y'all go at it.
Yeah.
I can see that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see that for you. So you don't typically get along with the ratchets?
Nah. Nah, I don't. Honest with you. You know what's funny about that? So my family's from the south side of Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to a pool. Sounds like Harrisburg. And this girl, her name is...
We don't need to say names.
She big somebody in the streets.
Okay.
Bitch tried to drown me. To this day. She tried to drown me. You're trying to end your boy.
What did you say to her that made her that mad?
Nothing. I actually was yelling, help. Help me. Bitch tried to drown me. My cousin had to come save me.
But like, why did she try to drown you? Okay.
I don't know. But I know she tried to do it. Didn't work. I'm still alive. Bitch, I'm still alive.
I hate you. All right. We're going to wrap up the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure. I would say follow him, but he don't have. Do you have socials now?
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, I was about to say he don't got no socials.
I love y'all, though.
But he'll probably be back. So,
I'll be back.
Until next time, deuces.